At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Amal Shaw, live from the Circa Sportsbook on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome into Odds On. I'm Mike Palm. He is Amal Shaw. Huge show on tap today. Jeff Erickson, co-founder of RotoWire, will join us in 30 minutes to discuss some baseball. Had a nice winner for us on Friday when Amal was out. Stone cold for Astros run line, backing Framber Valdez at a plus price in Washington. I think we're 8-0, 8-1 on Friday there.
They rolled in that game, gave up about $3 million on Saturday.
to break their streak, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Day of rest today. We've set the final four in the NBA, the final eight in the NHL. Amal and I will react to what happened over the weekend, as well as Amal guesses the series prices on all six of those remaining series. We'll also have some baseball and French Open talk. Amal, let's start in the NBA, where we're down to the final four. And the performance yesterday in Phoenix, where the Suns, at home in a Game 7, mustered 27 points in the first half, 10 in the second quarter, en route to being down 30, down 44 at one time at home. And it's bye-bye to the number one seed and best record in the NBA as the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic march on to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, give credit to Jonathan Montoble. I know he came on the show Friday. He thought Dallas was going to win this game. I know you've been on Dallas since the Utah series. This team has played extremely well. But I got to tell you, I like a lot of the players in the Suns team. I like Booker. I like Bridges. I like Ayton. But I am not sad to see the nut grabber himself go. I got to tell you right now, this guy, I can't wait till he retires. He's a biscuit away from being $3 billion, you can already tell. Are you kidding me? This is the type of performance. You're a superstar in your mind. You get beat by 33. You asked me before we came on the air, have I ever seen a worse performance in a Game 7? Only one. It took place in Dallas between the Rockets and the Mavericks. And the Mavericks beat the Rockets by about 3 million points. And I got to tell you, my favorite, I don't know if you saw the post-game interview.
I did not.
Luka was asked, Luka, did you know at halftime you had as many points as Phoenix? And he goes, yes, I did. It was great.
The starters at half had 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 points. Chris Paul having one.
You know, I saw the TNT post-game show. I thought Shaq made a great point. They just played bad, and then they got out of what they wanted to do. They got sped up, and they didn't play particularly to their style. But I got to tell you, it's been a long time since I've seen a team have an elite-level performance like this. And I was trying to think, in a championship-level scenario, in a wild-card conference championship, wherever, who performed like this where you dominated the opponent on the road like this?
Giants beat the Vikings 41-0 in an NFC championship game. Remember, was it 2002, 2003, Red Wings, Avalanche, Western Conference Finals, 7-0 in Detroit. Red Wings beat Patrick Waugh. Was never really the same after that game. As on his way out, People said the game 85 or whatever was with Dinkins. You know, Dinkins blew the call, and then they lost 11-0 to the Cardinals in Game 7 of the World Series. But I don't know. This is on your home court where you're a big favorite.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's the thing.
Those teams that lost were either pick-ems or dogs in those games.
Exactly right. You know, the one blowout that always comes to mind for me is the Giants against the 49ers when Jerry Rice fumbled the ball early and they crushed them. But that was, again, at Giants Stadium. Yeah. But to perform like this on the road and give Dallas all the credit in the world, you never had to sweat one iota. Mike, here's the funny thing. At the end of the third quarter, it was a 45-point lead.
I had my stepdaughter's fifth birthday party yesterday, right? So we were in the middle of that. We had a magician. I looked at my phone to see a score, and I saw the Mavericks had like 17 points, and it said like 6 minutes. I said, this has to be the first because this is wrong. I had to turn the TV on to see that it was actually heading into halftime, and they didn't have 20 points yet. The Suns. We're all talking, looking on our phones. They're up 38. They're up 40. They're up.
I didn't see any of the game. I was telling you, I dozed off during that Rangers Penguins game. Oof. You said we got lucky in that. Oh, I know we'll get into that later on. But I got to tell you, my dad called me a few times. He's like, and I didn't take the call. And I finally called him back. And he's like, do you see Dallas? I'm like, he doesn't follow the NBA. And I was like, is he sure that they won by like 33 points? I was like, I had to go check the score. I couldn't believe it. 33 on the road in Phoenix?
There was a great tweet that said, remember early in the series in game 2, Booker and Paul clowning?
Luka
at the end of the game, reminiscent of LeBron and D-Wade clowning Dirk in 2011.
You got Chris Paul, you got LeBron. I mean, it makes no difference. Look, the bottom line is, you cannot perform like this when you're at home and you've got a chance to go to the conference championship. And, Mike, I got to tell you, if you're Phoenix, you look around at the other three teams remaining, Golden State, Miami, and Boston. There's not a single team you fear on that side where you go, hey, if we beat this Dallas Mavericks team, we can't cut down the nets.
I'm all for Marchand. I kept talking to you about Phoenix, and you said, I don't buy it. This is a regular season team.
Yeah, I know, but I contradicted myself
as we got
later.
You said you're starting to come around on them, but you never clearly thought they were going to win the title.
So when you look at historically in the NBA, and for me, the NBA starts in 1980 with Magic and everybody. When you look at the great teams, the Lakers, the Celtics, Detroit with Isaiah, MJ obviously speaks for itself, Akeem in Houston, LeBron in Cleveland, Steph is the greatest shooter of all time at Golden State. All these teams, San Antonio had Timmy. When all these teams won, they had a guy that was absolutely unequivocally the best at what they did. You sit there and go, that guy's the best in the world at this. This guy's the best in the world at this. When I look at the Golden, Giannis is the best player in the world. When I look at the Phoenix Suns, tell me one thing you sit there and you go, they got the best this.
Nothing.
Nothing.
They don't have the best two guard. They don't have the best point guard. They don't have the best big man. What would you say? Rodman was the best rebounder? And that I'm arguing the Pistons team the best.
You talking about the 88-89?
The Pistons, the bad boys, right.
That might be the deepest team in the history of the NBA. When you look at the depth at every position, Buddha Edwards, you got Mark McGuire.
How about the microwave coming off the bench?
Joe Dumars, you got a Hall of Fame backcourt, you got Vinny off the bench.
But no one, you would say, top three NBA player in the game at that time. Or
Isaiah, to me.
I don't buy that. I'm not an Isaiah.
You don't have to be an Isaiah.
I don't. He punched like this in the fights. He'd come in and hit him.
I would say this. Don't hire Isaiah to run your business unless you're looking to go into bankruptcy.
Quickly.
Yes, exactly. But in terms of basketball player, I don't think you can deny his greatness.
All right, let's stay in the West. This is the now. We're going to go. It's great now in hockey. Two games every other night. Two games. They're all spread out with a day off. And then the NBA every other night a game. So everything's spaced out with the day off today. Starting on Wednesday, Mavericks go to the Bay to take on the Warriors, who were sloppy but played a decent second half in game 6. First, I want you to give me the series price, Warriors-Mavericks, and I'm all guesses.
I'm going to say Warriors minus $175 to $2.
$245.
Wow. Too high. I'm going to tell you right now why. Dallas can switch everything on the perimeter. Brunson, Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie. Excuse me. These guys can all switch off and guard anybody out there on the perimeter. And remember, Dallas is number 4 in three-point field goal percentage defense in the NBA this year. They can slow down this Warriors team. They beat them 3 out of 4 times in the regular season. There's not a guy. I know the triple single Draymond Green thinks he can shut down Luka. Luka will embarrass him. This kid is unstoppable.
You know, JVT quoted a stat, and he's an analytics guy. In this series with Phoenix and Dallas, there's a stat about open jumpers where there's nobody within 6 feet of you. Dallas had 4 times as many open jumpers as Phoenix did in that series. That's uncontested shots.
Great statistic.
And but to your point, how they defend the perimeter and the pick and rolls.
Well, I think Dallas defensively is going to cause some real problems for Golden State. What's the take back price on Dallas?
$205. Series price with the plus minus. Mavericks plus a game and a half, minus 130. Warriors minus a game and a half, plus a dollar.
I would take the Mavericks. But, you know, here's my feeling. If you think a team's going to win three games, mm-hmm. then we're going to a game,
go
seven,
to game seven. Right.
So then you feel like this team can win the series. So that's why I'm not a big fan of that bet.
How about game one in at Oracle or wherever it's called now?
Chase Center.
Chase, yeah. Well, how much are the Warriors favored by in game one?
You say 5.5 or
yeah,
six?
You're dead on. 5.5 total, 214.5. Now, I know you backed the Bucks. They had their chance at home in game six. They didn't get it done. You say game seven so important, the home court, and then you look 3 hours later what happened in Phoenix. But when you have two teams like this, just really a lot to overcome. Celtics 109, Bucks 81, and the Celtics march on to the Eastern Conference Finals against Miami.
I thought Boston put a complete performance together. I got to tell you one thing that surprised me. Grant Williams. Who would have thought Grant Williams, 27 points? He was outstanding. You know, if you think back to his days on Rocky Top, he was never on the perimeter. Now, he could knock down some perimeter shots, but he didn't feast out there.
Yeah. Here's a series price I want you to guess. Game one will be in Miami tomorrow night, Heat Celtics.
Well, this one I have an idea because a friend of mine sent me a text. Right. I'm thinking it's Boston minus 150 or 155.
160.
160,
I think that's too high.
Because he sent me the text saying, he goes, how is Boston favored? Miami's got home court advantage.
I agree, but I think Boston should be $1.20, $1.25. I think this is a real close to a pick'em series.
I got to tell you, and I know a lot of people are not Jimmy Butler fans, and I can tell you Philadelphia made a huge mistake in moving on with him. Look, you can criticize Jimmy Butler. I have him as a top 20 guy. I love his moxie. I love what he brings to the table. I'm telling you right now, Mike, he is going to will this team. Spoelstra's coaching, the toughness of this team, Tyler Hero shooting the basketball, Bam is no pushover. They just don't have that player in the post that obviously we see with Giannis. But then again, comparing anyone to Giannis outside of the Joker is almost ridiculous.
Game one in Miami spread.
Got to be Heat, probably about 1-2.
Okay. And 205.5.
Boy, it's going to be an under series. Game seven yesterday, easily under in that Celtics game. Great defense. By the way, how about Milwaukee making 1 3-pointer after the first quarter?
Yeah. I thought they got a friendly whistle early, built up a little bit of a lead, which was an indicator of things to come. You're not going to get every call. They got like five consecutive calls there when the game first started. Giannis was bowling people over. They were hacking people on the other end.
You know, I discounted the loss of Middleton, and I was wrong on that. 24 points a game, what he can do for you, that was a big loss. I still look at this Milwaukee team, I wish they'd retain Tucker.
I agree with you, but you know you're the defending champs and you got game six at home. You got to get it done.
Yes, you got to get it done. You could never come back to Boston. If you come back to Boston, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Real quickly, championship odds. Warriors plus 120, Celtics plus 210, Heat plus 425, and the Mavs plus 650 right now.
It's been a while since we've had four teams where you comfortably felt that anybody could win.
Want more NBA playoffs betting insight? Check out the Hardwood Handicappers podcast with VSiN senior NBA analyst Jonathan Von Tobel. If you want to increase your bankroll, JVT has all the stats, data, trends, and inside information you'll need for betting the NBA playoffs. Hardwood Handicappers podcast is free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast. Up next, the NHL. Wow, Emma, what a first round. Five game sevens, and they were all competitive.
They were unbelievable.
All right, we'll break down the next series. That's up next. Odds on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Odds On with Mike Palm and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Spring Special is here. For only $59, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now through the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com, and subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily Major League Baseball best bet, Jonathan Van Tobel with his coverage of the entire NBA playoffs through the finals, and Andy McBeal tweeting and breaking down all the action on the ice. We'll have lots of NFL preseason coverage as well, not to mention continued best bets and premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email around 9 a.m. Pacific time, every edition of Point Spread Weekly each Wednesday, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $59 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/spring. Welcome back into Odds On. Mike Palm here with Amal Shaw. Jeff Erickson from RotoWire is going to join the program in 15 minutes. Amal, this might be the best first round of the NHL playoffs I've ever seen in my life in terms of the competitiveness of the series.
It was absolutely unbelievable. And for some people maybe on the East Coast didn't catch that game late between Dallas and Calgary, I got to tell you, Mike, one of the best closeout games I've ever seen and one of the best individual performances by a player in Jake Oettinger. It was unfortunate. How about Johnny Gaudreau? He had to be thinking to himself, what the hell do I have to do to get a puck past this guy?
There were a couple of them that you thought he had no shot on. He's robbing them left and right. And they're moving the puck, so they got to get him moving post to post, and they still weren't able to beat him. You got to build – this Dallas team got to have some scoring depth. You know, the broadcast team, which did a great job, continued to talk about how much deeper Calgary was in that game. The longer the game went on, the more the advantage they have. They were out shooting them 42-12 at one point.
Yeah, Brian Boucher pointed out, I thought Schusen was terrific on the call. You know, to that point, Mike, I thought Tyler Seguin had a great opportunity in the overtime. And even Pavelski came in. There was a great chance, but give – Dallas credit. I never really felt like in the third period, I know Dallas took some aggressive opportunities, but I never felt like they were really threatening Markstrom. Whereas with like on the other side with the Stars, you felt like you were in peril every possession.
All right, let's get to the matchups as we move forward. The early game yesterday, very lucky. You bet the Rangers in the series. You had bet them in game five. I have Rangers series tickets. It was a 5-unit play, and I have the Rangers for the Stanley Cup. I thought they were fortunate at home. Trailed 2-1, trailed 3-2 late. Get there, get to overtime. Playing against Louis Domingue, the third-string goalie for the Pittsburgh Penguins. But they move on, and they advance to play the Carolina Hurricane, who on Saturday should have really beaten the Bruins by more margin. I mean, the broken stick leads to that 6-on-5 goal at the end with 30 seconds.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
And I know because I had the puck line on Carolina.
What a
minus
beat.
A goal and a half. I mean, I'm like,
can't hit an empty net and then you have a broken stick.
Well, forget the empty net because they Boston made a save. But if the stick doesn't explode, the puck's out of the zone, the game's over.
They clear it and that's it. They don't even get it back in.
They don't even get it back in.
Yeah. It's tough. All right. So let's move on. And I want you to guess these four series prices here. Coming out of this Metro Division, the one seed Hurricanes will host the two seed Rangers. Your series price here.
160 to 170 Carolina.
190 Carolina.
Ooh.
I don't really disagree with it.
Well, I don't either, but I got to tell you something. Give the Rangers credit for this, and this is the one thing I thought might have gotten overlooked last night. Keandre Miller's a first-round pick. Scores a goal. Your top three scorers. And by the way, Artemi Panarin, thank you for showing up when it mattered most in the overtime. Zibanejad and Kreider, both of these guys score goals last night. I just don't know if they've got enough right now. Ronta's playing outstanding. I don't think we've seen the best of Igor Shesterkin. That's the one area where I think the Rangers could improve drastically. But I think it's going to be a much more defensive series than we saw in Pittsburgh. Every game, Mike, in this series was at least seven goals.
I have to bet Carolina here and get off my cup future. Look, Carolina went into Madison Square Garden, beat them twice handily in the last month of the season. They didn't lose a game at home. Do you realize that's only the third series in the history of the NHL where seven-game series where the home team won every game? There had been eight previous series where the home team won the first six games. Six of the eight, the road team had won game seven.
That's amazing.
What an amazing stat.
I didn't feel like Boston, outside of the first 5 minutes in game, I think it might have been game five, or maybe a little bit in game one as well, I never thought they threatened Carolina.
And the funny thing is, Freddie Anderson had the year of his life, and we're not even seeing him in the playoffs, right, with the injury. But Ronta's been very solid.
Let me tell you right now.
You think they're lucky to have Ronta?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I try to tell you, you cannot count on Freddie Anderson.
And Bobrovsky.
And we're going to get to the next guy. That's absolutely right.
This is interesting. What a series that was, Toronto. I think nothing separated the teams. A break here, a break there. The people in the city of Toronto, boy, how heartbreaking do you have to be? You were led on the road in game six. You have game seven at home. You just can't get it done. You cannot win a playoff series. And the two-time defending champs march on to the Battle of Florida.
You got to give Tampa a ton of credit, though. Going on the road, they played their best defensive game of the year. Thought that was a clear interference call on John Tavares' goal that was disallowed. But Campbell played well. Vasilevsky was terrific at the end. But the experience, the talent, John Cooper's team came through.
So this makes an interesting price. Florida, obviously the best regular season record, and they will have home ice. We saw these two teams play last year. It was a very high-scoring series that Tampa Bay won. Who's your favorite, and what's the price?
Florida, 175.
Ooh! Wow, you're that high on Florida, huh?
No, I'm not. I don't think it should be. What is it?
It's 150. Florida, 150.
Okay, that's actually more accurate. I thought they would have skewed a little bit more for this team. I'm going to tell you, I was looking at these four series, and they all got interesting matchups. You look at this one. This is the I-75 series, basically, right? Tampa down to Miami, or to Sunrise, actually. But I got to tell you, I think there's a mental block for this Panthers team against this Lightning team. They have to win the first two games at home. They really do. I can't recall
a
team
that late season game in Sunrise where John Cooper said we're going to send a little message here.
Oh, my God. Well, they scored eight goals, I think, right? I mean, they were unbelievable in that game. Mike, I thought they were very fortunate to get through. Washington had a lead. They give up a goal with 2:04. They got a three-goal lead down in Sunrise. They blow that. And then in game six, they've got a lead.
I thought Washington did a great job of focusing on defense, not letting Tampa get into its transition or Florida get into its transition game. But they suffered. I think they only had 9 5-on-5 goals in the series, the Capitals.
Wow.
Right? So I think this is an interesting series. I don't know how you bet Florida at all. If you're going to make a wager, in my mind, you have to take the Lightning plus 130 and then work the series as it goes.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I just haven't been that big of a believer in this Panthers team all year. They're the Phoenix Suns, I'm just telling you.
The Battle of Alberta, the Flames get by. They surge past finally and beat Jake Oettinger. What a night he had there. But they advance and they take on the Edmonton Oilers who got by the LA Kings. It took them six games rallying from 3-2 down, winning the last two games of that series. Series will start in Calgary at the Olympic Saddle Dome. Your series price, Amal. This is an interesting one to make, too, I think.
Calgary, 130 to 140.
190.
Oh. Well, first of all, I've been wrong on all of these by a large margin. But, you know, to me, I think it's a bit of an overreaction. I was impressed with the defense by Edmonton. They didn't have Nurse in game seven.
I think this whole thing is, what's the wild card? Mike Smith, right?
Yeah.
How many good games out of however many they play? Is he going to have a good game or a bad game?
That's right? Exactly what it comes down
there's
to.
There's nothing in the middle with Mike Smith.
Tell you what, I was talking to somebody about Draisaitl. I don't know if there's anybody that can move him off the puck. That guy's just a bull.
I think this is going to be a high-scoring series. You're not going to have Ottinger. Calgary can put up goals.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, they just ran into a wall.
I mean, we made a lot of money going under every game in that series but one. I mean, and that's because you get the empty netters on the end.
Yeah.
This series, I'm not betting unders, I don't think.
I'm betting overs.
Yeah.
Just like the Rangers series. Everything went over, right?
I think it'll be wide open. And, you know, will Edmonton be able to solve Markstrom and the Calgary defense? I think it's a little high. I personally would probably make it around 170, but it's not that far off to me.
Look, I think Edmonton getting through the Kings, who can play very defensive-minded, it's a challenge.
Kings played great in that series. They played much better than they did in the last 2 months of the regular season.
Absolutely
right. Quick looked like Quick from 2010. He really did.
He was terrific. I just think that Markstrom's going to have to play well, which he has. But don't discount Edmonton.
All right, and then so we had Jeff Davis on Friday when you were gone, and he put out the first line for this series, Blues at Avalanche. Take a guess. I was
$3 to $3.50.
Befuddled, $4.
Okay.
I was befuddled, and I asked him about it, and he said, look, before the playoffs started, I actually had Colorado $5 against either of these teams, but St. Louis impressed me in the first round, and I made it $4, $3.80 in some spots.
I don't think the Blues are going to be able to win this I-70 series here. I think this is going to be all Colorado. I think it's going to be Colorado in five.
Colorado minus 2.5 games, which would be in five or four, plus 135 is available as a series bet.
I think when you look at McKinnon, you look at this team, Cale Makar has been outstanding. This team right now, Mike, I got to tell you, they play five games in the first round or four?
They swept,
that's right.
They lose 1-6.
The extra rest, people say rest, crap, give me a break. They get out there, their puck drops. You can't negate the speed of this team. They're going to be dangerous. They're going to be tough.
They don't lose at home is one thing. But here's what I argue about St. Louis, why you can't give St. Louis plus 340 or 350. This playoffs, if there's been one theme, it's they're calling everything. St. Louis, best power play in the league. St. Louis, second best penalty kill. I think when you have those kind of special teams, they will win a game or two here.
I agree with you from a power play standpoint, but I'm not concerned about the penalty kill as much, even if they negate it. Colorado 5-on-5 can score on you anytime.
And Bennington regained that form that he had in 2019. He wins three in a row and they put him in.
Yeah, I don't know if he gets to that level.
All right, up next we switch our focus to baseball. Co-founder of RotoWire, Jeff Erickson, joins the program.
This is Odds On with Mike Palm and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Are you ready for a fresh start? And we mean a real fresh start with lasting change. Take the Zen 10 Challenge and switch up the way you've been enjoying nicotine. Available in a variety of tastes and strengths, Zen nicotine pouches deliver smoke-free and spit-free nicotine satisfaction. Try Zen nicotine pouches for 10 days or your money back. Your fresh start is here. Take the Zen 10 challenge today at zen.com/10. That's zyn.com/10. Zen nicotine pouches are only for adults 21 plus who currently use tobacco or nicotine. And a warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Welcome back into Odds On. Mike Palm here with Amal Shaw. This time we'll bring in the co-founder of RotoWire, Jeff Erickson, was kind enough to join the program on Friday and give us a stone cold winner with Framber Valdez. We thank you for that. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, guys. Always happy to talk some baseball. Happy to see a little bit of offense finally. This last week we saw it pick up. Coors Field was Coors Field again, which is always nice. And then, you know, we saw some great pitching performances mixed in there. But it's not just, you know, anybody coming off the street that's throwing a gem.
I want to start tonight with Miles Mikolas. And Mamal's been on him a couple times this year. Mm-hmm. I have too. He's about even money tonight against the Mets and the pitcher who's mainly a reliever in a spot start here. Mikolas, 2019-2021, he's a 1.25, 1.3 whip guy. He's been terrific this year. The ERA down around 1.5, and the whip under 1 for the first time in his career. What's been the key to his success, Jeff?
He's just pounding the strike zone, just pouring in strikes, and you love seeing that there. Hate seeing guys that are nibblers anyhow. Like to see those guys that are throwing tons of strikes. And, hey, if the ball is not going to crush you, might as well keep pounding the strike zone there. And that seems like that's what's been happening more often than not. This Mets lineup is interesting. On Saturday against Logan Gilbert, the rookie, that stud rookie for the Mariners, 389 pitches, 60 for strikes, yet he only got 7 swings and misses. The Mets make contact. So we'll see what happens here. They played a great series in St. Louis a couple weeks ago. Looking forward to seeing this return series.
A couple of questions for you. First, how about Martin Perez? I don't think anybody's talked about him, guys. I had him yesterday against the Red Sox. He continues to pitch extremely well. I think you got to take him in certain spots. The Rangers offense can be a little bit hit or miss. Did a nice job. Calhoun gets 2 homers yesterday. How do you like Martin Perez right now, the 2.01 ERA? Do you think he can sustain this? Not necessarily 2.01, but where he can be consistent, or you're getting him at a decent price and can continue to win for you?
Sustain, no. I think he's a hit or miss sort of guy. He'll go through these stretches where he's pretty good, but I think we got a pretty long established track record.
Sure.
I think you picked the right time to be on him. The Red Sox aren't playing good ball right now. Their offense did wake up a little bit last week, but their bullpen is atrocious. And you know, they're not the same power hitting crew for the most part that we expect them to be. I think they're starting to wake up out of their slumber just a little bit, though. I think you timed the market well. I wouldn't want to rely on them on a regular basis.
Guys, I want to ask both of you this. I don't know if you guys saw the finish to the Mets-Mariners game yesterday in Citi Field.
Yeah.
Second and third, one out. And Service decides to bring the infield halfway in. And I have to say, they were fortunate enough. They get Marte to strike out. Then they walk Frankie Lindor and set up a scenario to go against Pete Alonso, who ends up striking out. I didn't understand that situation where you'd bring the infield halfway in. I just thought it's too risky of a play in that spot. You got to prevent anything getting past the infield to keep the game tied. How do you see that, Jeff? How do you see it, Mike?
Yeah, I thought that was wild. The intentional walk to Winker was interesting, too, loading the bases like that. But, you know, you created the force play. I see why they did that there. And then they had to get Diego Castillo just throw Pete Alonso all the sliders. And he just couldn't lay off that one finally there. Tried to check it, but he went. And that was the game. But, yeah, I mean, it was a pretty courageous performance by Castillo, who had been getting rocked earlier in the week, too. So it was interesting to see that bringing the infield in like that a little bit. I mean, I guess they were thinking, like, if it wasn't a hard hit ball, then you still have the play at the plate. Whereas if it's a hard hit ball, you can still turn two.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with them all there. I don't want to lose the game in that spot. I want to try to keep going, especially with this goofy ghost runners where it really makes extra. And, you know, it just does. They have these runners, and you know, you start out and you can get the lead in the top of the 10th and put the pressure on the home team. Speaking of the Red Sox, I'm trying to figure out why Whitlock is favored over Odorizzi and the Astros tonight. That's a strange line to me.
Well, Whitlock's good. I can see that side of it. Mm-hmm. This is a desperate Red Sox team. Guys, they are way out of it right now. I think they're entering today's game 12 back of the Yankees. You know, it's May, and they're 12 games back of first place. They're like 5 games out of the wild card with the expanded playoffs. I mean, I guess there's some desperation maybe baked in, but the Astros, you know, I mean, they're on a roll. Odorizzi isn't that great. He's had some decent performances lately, but I don't really trust in Odorizzi. So I see it from that standpoint, and Whitlock might be the Red Sox best starting pitcher right now. But then you have to factor in the bullpens, and the Boston bullpen is just terrible. That's the part where I don't get the plus money for Houston.
How soon do we see Xander Bogaerts in a Cardinals uniform?
Yeah, they just sent down DeJong. They love this Brendan Donovan kid. He's playing all over the diamond, not just shortstop, but some third base. They get Sosa in there every once in a while there, too. But, I wouldn't be surprised to see them go for that there. Now that they're locked in on Trevor Story, the Red Sox, a lot of the rumors are that Xander is going to walk. You know, he turned down any contract extension entreaties, so we'll see what happens there. But that could be a possibility. Yeah, I didn't even think about that in terms of that. I guess it probably cost him Nolan Gorman, maybe Matthew Liberatore. We'll see. You know, it always seems to cost less in prospects than what I want to when I think of logically. We always like, oh, okay, who's the Cardinals' best prospect? It's Nolan Gorman, but it doesn't always work out that way.
I want to ask you about this game tonight in Milwaukee between the Braves and the Brew Crew here. It's going to be Anderson on the bump for Atlanta going against Freddie Peralta. Peralta's not gotten off to a good start this year in terms of ERA at 4.2. How do you project him out? And Milwaukee right now quietly at 22-13, still playing well despite the fact that the Cardinals are going to be at their heels, in my opinion, all year long.
Yeah, Peralta got off to a rough start. He's been better lately, so I kind of have some trust in him. Ian Anderson, though, is just I'm just lukewarm on him. And in fact, the Braves starting pitching has been the issue, I think, for them this season, that aside from Max Fried, you don't know what they're going to get night in, night out. And I think this is a big, big start for Anderson to try to establish his place. Both teams now, you know, Braves are at home, Brewers are on the road, both coming back from the East Coast a little bit there. So travel shouldn't be a big issue in this one. I think I like the Brewers side of this here.
I heard there was a good series in Atlanta between the Padres and the Braves. A friend of mine that lives there told me. Can anybody tell? Did anybody see it? What the hell is Major League Baseball doing?
Yeah, with Peacock there. The early game, I know, for those of us that are on Best Coast time, I mean, it's not
great word
not
choice.
Ideal. Yeah. But the 8:30 games, I mean, I like where the sports schedule works when you live out here on the West Coast. I love, you know, the NFL schedule. I think that works perfectly. Even college football, I'm a Big Ten guy. I like those 9 a.m. Big Ten games. But baseball at 8:30 on a Sunday morning, something wrong about that.
Jeff, you mentioned you're a Big Ten guy. This is going to be crucial to whether you're coming back on the shows. What allegiance do you have here?
I'm a Northwestern guy.
Oh, thank God. As long as it wasn't from that team up north. And so as long as I didn't hear that, you know, I was like, we're going to have to abort immediately.
I had an aunt that lived in Pickerington, so I can't hate Ohio State.
Thank you. That's good.
I want to ask you about a futures market. And, you know, Ohtani now becoming less than even money, where you have to lay a price on him this early to be AL MVP. I want to get your opinion, because mine differs from most of the media in this. And it's hard for me to grasp a guy who's not the best pitcher on his team. You could argue he's the second or third best pitcher. He's clearly not the best hitter. He might be the fourth best hitter right now with the way Ward is hitting. To say that already he's almost a cinch to be the AL MVP, I don't get it. I mean, if Dave Kingman was the Cubs' third best starter in the late 70s, how many NL MVPs awards would he have won?
Well, Dave Kingman was not nearly the hitter Ohtani was. He is a power hitter only. He is not a guy that can steal bases. He didn't draw walks. But you know, instead of going cross era here, they are wild odds. That's pretty wild to be that big of a favorite, especially over Aaron Judge, to be honest with you. Judge is the one I think that should be getting. I think that's still a pretty reasonable price to go out and try to go buy Judge, especially the way the Yankees are playing right now. But Ohtani's amazing. You're not going to get me to defame Ohtani here. I love everything he does. I think he's one of those just fun players to root for. And the fact that you get both parts of them, you don't separate them. You get the whole thing. You get the fairy tale. And I love that.
I think you bring up a lot of compelling arguments for him. I'm not ready to back him at a cheap price. I want to ask you mentioned the Yankees. I've got to tell you, I wasn't a believer in this team, and I've been wrong completely on this team so far. 25-9. What is it about them that maybe has surprised you or met or exceeded expectations, but I just did not see this coming with them?
The pitching. I mean, they're the only team in baseball that's allowed fewer than 100 runs. Nasty Nestor Cortez is maybe the best pitcher in the American League right now, and who saw that coming? I mean, he is so good right now. I love how it's just this assortment of junk that he throws up there, and they can't touch him. It's beautiful. I love watching him pitch. He's a craftsman up there on the mound, and they've been getting great work out of that bullpen. Loaiza aside, I mean, and Chapman, I have some concerns about. I think he's slowing down a little bit, not getting the swings and misses that he usually does. But okay, Michael King steps up, Clay Holmes steps up and is awesome, and then you've got a deep lineup one through eight. I mean, they're getting nothing out of the catcher spot, but this is a good team, and it's. You know, it's weirdly constructed, but it's working for them.
Jeff, thanks for the back-to-back appearances. Terrific as always.
Anytime. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Talk some more baseball next, the rest of the card, and we'll get into the playbook and I'm all in segments. That's next. Odds on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Odds On with Mike Palm and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's hockey playoff time, and Bet Rivers has a special offer through the entire NHL playoffs. Throughout the playoffs, place three same-game parlays of $10 or more on each round and receive a $10 free bet at the conclusion of each round. Think of it as a betting hat trick. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Create your ideal combo with same-game parlays on the Bet Rivers app or at BetRivers.com.
Welcome back into Odds On. Mike Palm here with Amal Shaw. Let's get into the plays. I know you don't have a play today, but you cashed your Rangers ticket over the weekend. What was the hedge you made? You took the Rangers plus $5 going into Game 5.
Yeah, and then I took the Pens yesterday to win the game straight up.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't want to do it in Game 6. Mm-hmm. You know, still, it wasn't going to put me in a good position. I said, take a chance here and go with the Pens in Game 7 straight up. And I'll tell you what, I didn't end up any plays right now in baseball. I was under the weather this morning, so I didn't even really look at the card. But I think St. Louis is the team you keep an eye out for. Another one I want to mention, I don't know if you got a play on this or not. Miami tonight is at home. And
big favorite.
Yeah, minus 180 against Washington. Alcantara's on the mound against Aaron Sanchez. And I got to tell you, man, Aaron Sanchez is like Santa Claus. This guy just hands out gifts.
Do you think that Pablo Lopez pushes Alcantara to be better when you have, like, two good pitchers in the lineup together? Like, when Scherzer and Strasburg? Yeah. When these guys compete with each other one day after the other.
I don't think that's
or a Walker Buehler even last year, yeah, and Scherzer at the end.
I don't think there's Strasburg-Scherzer is a fair comparison to Lopez and Alcantara.
Because their status?
No, because Lopez actually pitches more than three games a year.
Oh, wow.
I'm just telling you. I would have never signed into that 7-1-75 like Mike Rizzo did. He's never healthy. Where is Strasburg these days? Back in San Diego? Is he with the team?
Mowing lawns. I have two plays today. Now, they're both one-unit plays. I'm in the plus here. Remember, I had 5 units on the Rangers. So
yeah,
I bet
that was a great bet.
6 units to win five. They were only $1.20. That's why I bet them. I also have a future available. My Dallas future's down the drain. I didn't do anything in that series to hedge or anything because they were never really ahead that much. And he thought, just take Ottinger. Maybe you get through to the next round.
Right.
And then maybe play the Oilers minus a game and a half or something like that. So still alive with the Rangers and still alive to Iga Swiatek to win the French. We'll get into that in a minute. Arsenal, I have a six-teamer live to Arsenal today, but $100, get back a little over $1,800. The only big favorite that I had was only one that was a $2 favorite. Everything else was between like $130 and $150 yesterday. Arsenal, Tottenham wins. They beat Burnley. They embarrassed Arsenal on Thursday, 3-0. They could have named their score there. They might be playing as well as any side in the world right now, Tottenham. Arsenal now down two points with two to go. They must go to Newcastle today. They've got to win today. Arsenal has Tottenham has Norwich City at home next week. They're going to get another three. Arsenal needs two wins to get fourth place and Champions Play next year. Very important for the program. Yeah,
the boys from Carroll Road are in trouble. But I'll tell you what, I like this play here. Arteta's team has really turned things around. Remember back in probably 2 months ago, we're talking about getting Arteta out of there, and the Gunners have really turned it on. I loved your play yesterday on West Ham United, +1.5. I got to tell you, I would not have taken it. Man City's burned me too many times going against them, especially when they're laying, you know, you're getting 1.5 or even two, and they put up a 5 spot or something. So that was a good call there.
All right, let's get to the, and then I have, Mikolas first 5 at even money against the Mets. I saw he's pitched very consistently. Mets throwing a reliever tonight. It's like a bullpen game. I think the Cardinals in a good spot here. Look for Mikolas in the first 5. I mean, if he gives up one run, I think I have a good shot in the first 5 here tonight.
With the way the Redbirds offense is right now, they can give up 2 or 3, you're okay.
Pujols went NL MVP, pitched an inning last night. I mean, he's a two-way guy now.
I did not.
They were up 16-2. He came in and pitched the 9th, gave up 2 home runs and 4 runs, but he did record 3 outs. A hit, and 2 homers, but he did get 4 outs.
But I've never seen a team use a position player when
ahead.
They had a lead.
No,
yes, ahead.
I think that's, you know.
I thought it was great. I'm sure the crowd went nuts.
Right? Yeah. And
he's a legend in St. Louis.
He becomes the leader in the NL MVP race. Okay. Let's talk. I don't want to gloss over it. The French Open, just because of the movement. We started talking about this in early May, and let's talk about the men's first. At that time, Nadal, the favorite at +120, Alcaraz, the second choice at +275, and your choice, the Joker, was the third choice at +330, Tsitsipas $5 and on down. Today, Kofor's choices, and it's not Nadal, Alcaraz and Djokovic, both +175 and Nadal +250.
I'm so mad at myself. Joker was +275 coming into the matchup against Tsitsipas, who dominated in the first set, comes back from a breakdown in the second set, wins in Italy.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Igor Swiatek. It's like people watching crypto's value. I'm just sitting there watching it diminish and diminish
the price
on her. Yes.
Now -105.
I was so
sick. I bet
sick.
It at $2. You said that's a little short. Remember a month ago, I said I'm locking it in right now.
Hey. We're not here to remind everybody when we're wrong on things.
Listen, I know tennis, okay? If the guy in the morning can say it, I can say it, okay? Look, she's 27, 28 in a row.
Yeah.
The Canadian-Romanian girl, Andreescu?
Yeah, Bianca Andreescu.
She played a great first set against her in this last weekend. She won 3 straight games, broke her once. Iga wins this tiebreaker and then 6-0 in the second.
Andreescu had a break point at 5-all in the first set. Mm-hmm. If she gets a break point, I think she wins the set. And then there was a call that went against her in the tiebreaker, and then she just went, like most tennis players, just went nuclear and melted down.
If somebody beats Swiatek in France, who's it going to be?
I don't really know right now. It's funny you said that. I was going over this. A friend of mine and I were talking about this. Barty's the best player in the world, retired. Okay? She holds 2 of the majors currently, wins Australia, wins Wimbledon. Swiatek's playing amazing.
Who's the second best player? If I asked you a year ago, and I said, would you have said Barty and then Osaka as the best two? But now they're both really kind of out of the way.
Correct.
Right?
But on clay, I'm not worried about Osaka being a threat. Igor Swiatek is the best player in the world and no threat on clay from anybody else. Barbara Krejcikova is coming off injury.
She won it two years ago.
Simona Halep is capable, but her injuries and age are becoming a factor. I got to tell you, Mike, even at 105... I'm like, who's beating her? There's nobody beating her right now.
Halep at 10-1, and then the Tunisian Ons Jabeur, also at 10-1. Isn't that awful short on Jabeur?
It is, and I'll tell you, the match, the final on Sunday is a little bit misleading. Jabeur had a bunch of 3 setters exhausted. She was fortunate to come through against Kasatkina with a match point and figured out a way to get through that in the second set and then win the third set. So I think she's dangerous enough. But I would think if you were to put a futures in on Iga Swiatek and then took a Jabeur, you're probably looking at 2 potential contenders. I got to tell you, it's wide open. The players are just not playing great on the women's side right now. A lot of the former names that we're used to.
How about the Greek Sakkari?
No, inconsistent. Can't play.
What about
matches.
The American Coco Gauff? Can she put together a tournament?
Look, I don't want to rain on everybody's parade. I know she's young. She's a very good player. She is not in that level of the top 10 elites.
Really?
No.
So her being the like 6th or 7th choice is foolish here.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's only 18-1 to win the French.
If she was Tunisian, she's about 17th on the list.
Wow. I'm just trying to look down. Leila Fernandez.
No.
They're all these young girls.
Yeah, but the problem is, Leila had the great tournament at the U.S. Open losing to Emma Raducanu. Right.
They're both 25-1.
Raducanu should not be 25-1. She should be about 75-1 right now, the way she's playing.
How about Badoza?
But Oza has looked worn out, a little bit injured, really struggled the last month and a half. It's going to be tough for her to go through this thing for seven matches.
Has Halep been playing?
She has, but not a fully healthy look. When Simona's healthy a few years ago, number one player in the world, she can run everything down, especially on clay. Remember, she blew a match against Yelena Ostapenko, comes back and beats Sloane Stephens to win the French the following year. She is capable. She's had tremendous success at Roland Garros. I don't know if she can duplicate that. The health is a little bit of a concern.
Noah Syndergaard and the Angels are in Minneapolis tonight to take on Sonny Gray. Or I'm sorry. They're in Texas taking on John Gray and the Rangers. Angels, $1.35 on the road here. Is that a cheap price on Syndergaard?
I think it is. Gray is a guy that you can get to. Like the way the Angels offense is playing outside of the performance on Sunday against the Red Sox, I think you have to be concerned a little bit with this Texas Rangers team offensively.
Mad Bum, no respect again, getting $2 at Chavez Ravine. Your Dodgers were on the verge of losing 5 out of 6 until Knable came in and saved the day again for an opposing team. They rally with 3 to win 5-4. Are you concerned at all about your Dodgers? Rough patch this past week.
I'm not. I equate it to, first of all, the game yesterday, Gavin Lux's error leads to 4 runs. The other 8
No innings, earned runs. There were no earned runs
yeah, for the Phillies. But the Phillies offense played well. Give them a ton of credit. We're trying to sweep the Dodgers in a 4-game set. Really played well. Mike, look. If you lost a game, let's say it was a 12-game series, and you lost game 1, game 4, game 6, nobody'd make a big deal of it. But because you lose 3 in a row at Chavez Ravine, Walker Buehler didn't pitch well on
Friday.
And
they lost 2 out of 3 to the Pirates.
Yeah, and they'd won 16 in a row.
I think this was the problem. Kershaw gets scratched, and everybody got moved up a day, and they didn't look good.
I agree with you. That's exactly right.
Right?
I thought that was a mistake. I thought you're better off eating
throw
the one
bullpen game.
Exactly. Just eat the one game where CK's not pitching.
Buehler had momentum, 3 good starts in a row. Then he was awful on a day less rest.
You know, Towers talks about this all the time.
You don't throw people out of their routine.
Yeah, he goes, we're all about routine in baseball.
Don't make starters relievers. You don't make relievers starters. You don't change their days of rest. And he may be right. What does he know? I mean, he won a World Series. FA Cup, real quick, as we're closing here. Another 0-0 tie goes to penalties between these two teams, Liverpool and Chelsea.
Tell you what, I was watching the game here on Saturday, and a kid had a Mason Mount jersey on. Mount misses the last kick for Chelsea. I really thought the kid might have been Mason Mount's son. I mean, he was apoplectic.
Credit Chelsea here. They were under siege the first 20 minutes of that game and didn't concede and then got it to penalties.
The Reds continue to sizzle.
Stay tuned to VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, it's Betting Across America.
It's game time, baby! And you're just lying there? Watching on the couch? Uh-uh, that's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with BetRivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action. Live in-game bets, live player props, and live player props.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.